thought it was really important to be able to come out here where the rubber hits the road and be able to see and talk to all of you personally. When I was director of the CIA and visiting our stations around the world, and as you know, there are a lot of bases here, one of the first things I did was to say thank you. Thank you for your service. And as Secretary of Defense, I'm here to say thank you as well to all of you for your service, for your sacrifice, and for your duty, duty to the country. I know you're sacrificing a great deal. You're away from your families. A lot of you have been on a number of tours coming back here, and I can't tell you how grateful the nation is for your service and for your sacrifice. You've done everything that the President of the United States has asked you to do. We've disrupted, dismantled Al-Qaeda. One of my proudest moments was the ability as CIA director to work with special forces in the plan to go after to go after bin Laden. And we were able to get that done. That was a major blow to Al-Qaeda. And every time you go out after targets here, you add to the effort to dismantle and disrupt Al-Qaeda and their militant allies. Too much blood has been spilled, both on the Afghan side as well as on our side, not to start the effort to accomplish the mission for which they gave their lives. That's what it's all about. So you have my commitment that we are going to stay on that track. We're going to continue to move forward. We're going to continue to try to accomplish the mission of transitioning to the Afghans so that they ultimately can take control of the defense, security, and government of their country. You've helped accomplish that effort. And I thank you for that. The American people thank you for that. The other thing I want to say to you, that there is no greater responsibility for the Secretary of Defense than to protect those who are protecting the country. So you have my commitment that I will do everything in my power to make sure that you have the best support possible, the best equipment, the best training, and the best support for your families that we can provide. You're conducting the fight. You're conducting the fight out there, and you're doing a hell of a job. And you have my commitment that I will fight for you in Washington and wherever I am to make sure that you get the support that you're entitled to.